This is Jonathan Strickland from Tech Stuff.
We all can't help but wonder what adventure lies just over the next ridge. A Nissan Rogue, Nissan Pathfinder, or Nissan Armada will take you there. If you're taking on your adventure in a new 2024 Nissan Rogue, class-exclusive Google built-in is your always updating assistant to call on for almost anything. Google Assistant, Google Maps, and Google Play Store are built right into the 12.3-inch HD touchscreen infotainment system of the 2024 Nissan Rogue. Nissan's SUV has the capabilities to take you where you want to go. Learn more at NissanUSA.com.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
This Day in History class is a production of iHeartRadio.
Hello and welcome to This Day in History class, a show that speeds its way through history one day at a time. I'm Gabe Lousier, and in this episode, we're talking about a milestone in the history of dog sled racing, one of the few sports that allows men and women to compete together. The largest and most prestigious mushing competition is the Iditarod, aka the Last Great Race, and in 1985, it welcomed its first female champion. The day was March 20th, 1985. Libby Riddles became the first woman to win the Iditarod Trail Sled Dog Race. In addition to the $50,000 cash prize and eternal bragging rights, Riddles also took home the Leonard Cipolla Humanitarian Award for keeping her team of sled dogs in peak condition during their grueling 1,100-mile trek through the Alaskan tundra. Libby Riddles was born in Madison, Wisconsin on April 1, 1956. She spent her childhood in St. Cloud, Minnesota, where she developed a passion for nature and wildlife, and decided she wanted some sort of career involving animals. After graduating from high school, Riddles, eager for adventure, moved to Alaska to become a homesteader. She helped build her own cabin, learned how to moose hunt, and assembled a four-dog sled team to help get around the frozen landscape. She became a self-taught musher, or dog sled driver, and the more she got the hang of it, the more dogs she added to her team. One day, a couple years into her time there, a friend suggested that she enter a five-dog sprint race in Kenai. After handily winning the event, Riddles set her sights on the world-famous Iditarod. Founded in 1973, the Iditarod Trail Sled Dog Race is a celebration of the dog sled culture and history that helped tame the Alaskan frontiers. The race runs more than 1,000 miles from Anchorage to Nome and follows a vast network of native trade and travel routes known as the Iditarod Trail. In the early 20th century, the discovery of gold in the isolated town of Iditarod led to a massive influx of miners and settlers from all across the United States. And as a result, the Iditarod Trail was transformed into the region's primary route for mail and supplies. Before the advent of snowmobiles, the only way to navigate the harsh terrain and inclement weather of the trail was with a wooden sled and a team of trained dogs to pull it. The Iditarod race was created to pay homage to this unusual mode of transportation and to its historical importance to the region. But while the original mushers only tackled a few dozen miles of the trail at a time, modern competitors traverse it all from one end to the other. It's the ultimate test of endurance and skill, not only for the 12 to 16 dog teams that provide the muscle, but for their human partners, who must strategically guide the dogs through natural hazards and pitfalls, often while braving sub-zero temperatures and deadly blizzards. As a rookie musher, then, Libby Riddles had a tough road ahead of her. She entered her first Iditarod in 1980, just 4 years after moving to Alaska. All things considered, she didn't do half bad, coming in right in the middle of the pack, in 18th place out of 36 racers. She was so pleased with the outcome that she returned the following year. And although she came in 20th place that time, she also finished a full 2 days faster. Hoping to build on that momentum, Riddle spent the next 4 years training for her next run. Then, in 1985, at the age of 28, she returned to the starting line in Anchorage for her third Iditarod. 1985 proved to be an especially challenging year, with temperatures plunging as low as negative 50 degrees Fahrenheit at night. On two different occasions, the weather got so bad that officials halted the race so that the mushers and their dogs could hunker down till the storms let up. Nearly half of the 64 competitors scratched or withdrew from the race due to health and safety concerns for their teams. Libby Riddles was one of the few dozen mushers to press on, and she did so despite getting off to a rather rough start. During the first hour of the race, her dogs took a wrong turn and wound up slamming the sled into a pile of scrap metal, sending Riddles hurtling through the air. She landed face down in the snow and was dragged behind the sled for several yards before her excitable teammates finally stopped running. Once she was upright and back on board, Riddles and her team worked their way through hundreds of miles of barren tundra. They traveled up and down mountain ranges, across frozen rivers and lakes, and along the windswept Alaskan coast. The only thing to break up the lonely monotony of the race were the scheduled stops at village checkpoints that all competitors were required to make. At each one, the mushers had to show officials that their sleds were stocked with all the necessary equipment, including an axe, an Arctic sleeping bag, a pair of snowshoes, a day's supply of food for the musher, and enough dog booties for the whole team. The other piece of mandatory cargo that must be shown is a cache of letters, or trail mail. A symbolic nod to the early days of dog sledding, the mail is meant to commemorate the sled dog's original job as Alaskan mail carriers. It was at one of those checkpoints near the end of the 1,000-mile race that Libby Riddles made a life-changing decision. Her fellow competitors had decided to wait out a nasty snowstorm at the Shaktulik checkpoint, but Riddles was confident that she and her team could safely navigate the blinding snow. She decided to seize the moment and hit the trail while everyone else rested, putting her firmly in the lead. Riddles may have second-guessed herself later that night, though, when visibility dropped to zero and she was forced to sleep out on the trail. Despite the numbing cold, she had to change out of her wet clothes to prevent freezing to death while she slept, and when she woke up the next morning, she discovered that the zipper of her sleeping bag had frozen shut. Thankfully, she was eventually able to work it loose, and once the storm had cleared, she resumed the race, still in the lead. Riddles didn't have any other setbacks until the last 24 hours of the race, when she was only about 30 miles from the finish line. Sometime during the night, she and her dogs got turned around in a storm and wound up running in circles. She eventually caught the mistake when she realized they were intersecting with their own tracks, but by that point, the signs that marked the trail had been buried by snow, and she wasn't sure which direction was the right one. Thinking on her feet, Riddles scanned the horizon and spotted a small group of houses, one of which still had a light on. She knocked on the door, explained her plight to the confused man who answered it, and was back on the trail minutes later. She couldn't be sure she was still in the lead, so she and the team pressed on at top speed toward Nome. The final push paid off, and they arrived at the finish line nearly 3 hours faster than the second-place finisher. It had taken Libby Riddles and her dogs 18 days, 20 minutes, and 17 seconds to complete the Iditarod. And although she wasn't the first woman to do so, she was the first to win the race. Riddles was named 1985 Sportswoman of the Year by the Women's Sports Foundation, and her two lead dogs, Dugan and Sister, won that year's Golden Harness Award for outstanding canine perseverance. Riddles made sure the rest of her dogs got their due as well, telling the press that her team, quote, didn't know about the $50,000 at the end of the trail or the personal satisfactions I might gain. They performed their duties just to please me. They were the real heroes of the race. Libby Riddles continued racing for another decade or so, before turning her attention to breeding and training sled dogs. She also wrote an autobiography called Race Across Alaska, as well as two children's books, Danger the Dog Yard Cat and the autobiographical Storm Run. At the time of recording, Libby Riddles is one of just two women to ever claim first place at the Iditarod. The other is Susan Butcher, the first woman with multiple wins, having taken the top spot in 1986, 87, 88, and 1990. And although Butcher's fourth win was the last time to date that a woman has won the race, many other female mushers have continued to conquer the Iditarod year after year. In 2024, for instance, for the first time ever, four women completed the race in the top 10. So, as Gnome radio host Kathy Rabano once put it, quote, "Women of the trail have not proven that they can run with the big dogs. They are the big dogs." I'm Gabe Lousier, and hopefully, you now know a little more about history today than you did yesterday. If you'd like to keep up with the show, you can follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at TDIHCShow. And if you have any comments or suggestions, feel free to send them my way by writing to thisday@iheartmedia.com. Thanks to Casby Bias for producing the show, and thanks to you for listening. I'll see you back here again tomorrow for another day in history class.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.